Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're alright today. Hi, Chopper.
You alright?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you, before I sit down, does Becky always turn the volume off of my headphones really loud? So as soon as I put them on my head, it deafens me.
I don't know, do you?
No, because there wasn't anything to listen to before.
Okay, it's just always on full whack.
Now, just to warn you, listeners, before we start today, if there is a loud rumbling noise at any point in the next 3 hours, please do not be alarmed. Do not adjust your radio. Everything is fine, and we will all carry on as normal. It's just that the one that doesn't speak today has had really bad stomach pains, almost cramps all day.
Really?
Yeah. And
I'm so pleased I'm sat this side rather than over there.
So I have to sit next to him?
Becky thinks it might be a bit of trapped wind, whatever
that is. Have you seen The Last King of Scotland, Chappers? Where there's basically this scene in it and they have
to... Is that a film?
He thinks he's dying, but...
Is that with Mel Gibson doing that dodgy accent?
No, James McAvoy.
Right. What happens?
They basically... He thinks he's dying and all it is trapped wind, so they squeeze him and it comes out for about 5 minutes. It's quite funny.
What's
I think you'd like that bit.
I'm not squeezing the one that doesn't speak.
No, but I'm just saying, if there is a loud noise, he'll probably feel a lot better, because he's in a lot of pain today, so I just wanted to warn everybody of that before we continue.
He's offering up his trapped wind for show and tell.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
Yeah, it's show and tell day on the Scott Mills Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thanks for all your medical texts that are coming in on 81119. Please don't send any more, because the one that doesn't speak at the best of times is a bit of a hypochondriac and now thinks he's got appendicitis or something.
I was going to say, on the hypochondriac front, I would put him third out of the four of us on who's the biggest hypochondriac.
Who's number one, me or Scott?
He is.
Yes.
By a mile.
No, not a mile.
You had 2 days off last week for a hangover.
Oh, shut up.
I like the person who's texted in saying the cure for trapped wind is to eat a pack of chocolate bourbons.
Is that a medical fact?
I think I've got it really bad.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. What are you saying?
I had a problem with trapped wind once, and I woke up early one morning in my house. I couldn't move. Honestly, it was the most painful thing you could possibly imagine.
Ow.
And it was like, I couldn't get straightened up because I was lying in the fetal position in my bed, and it was the most painful thing. And my friends ended up, after me crying outside the room, ended up calling an ambulance for me.
So you hadn't got an ambulance? It was that painful?
Yeah. I mean, I've broken both my legs before, and it was in that kind of category of pain. It was
really?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
But you didn't know what it was?
I had no idea what it was. I thought I'd got my appendix had exploded or all of my insides were in microwaves by somebody or something.
How did you break both of your legs, by the way?
They're separate times.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Right.
Okay, what happened?
Well, basically, they kind of picked me up off my bed. Bearing in mind, I sleep with no clothes on, so that was slightly embarrassing as it was because all of my housemates were in the room. They dragged me into the ambulance and then pulled my leg straight and I farted for about a minute and a half and then I was all right.
Did they take you to hospital, or did you just get back out the ambulance?
Actually, what they did was get out the ambulance really quickly and tell me that I stank, and then let me back out so I could go and put some clothes on.
As soon as your legs were straight, you just let one blow off for like a minute and a half, and you were absolutely fine.
It was like proper loud as well. Even the driver noticed.
Right.
And all done naked, yeah.
Well done, you, Dave.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. I went to see the Thriller musical last night.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really good. Because there was no
was
story.
It?
Yes, it was really good. It's on in London's busy West End at the moment. It's just... it's all the songs of Michael Jackson, basically, for his career.
But with no story.
No story, but that kind of made it better. I don't want a hammy story.
But isn't it just therefore like seeing a Michael Jackson tribute act?
But better than that, because the singing and dancing was amazing. However, I was kind of in the stalls bit, so you're kind of on the ground floor, yeah? You know where the upper circle is, where you can see the people?
Yeah.
You can see something. It's like a kind of... You know when you see a royal box on television, it's like that, and all the people who have paid lots of money sit in them, because they get a good view. During I Just Can't Stop Loving You, a couple were just getting off with each other in that top bit, so everybody in the stalls could see them and was pointing and laughing, which kind of took the attention away from the performers a little bit.
Do you mean up in one of the boxes at the side?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what it, is that not
well,
upper circle?
Well, the upper circle's behind you.
Oh, right.
Which is why I was confused as to why you were watching a couple getting off with each other rather than what was on the stage.
Okay, the boxes.
So
what
in
I
the
meant.
Boxes, right.
They were getting off each other in the boxes. It was obviously their song or something, right. But it was pretty gross. Ugh. And did take it away from the emotion of the performance.
Also, my friend, who's a massive Michael Jackson fan, who I went with last night, was telling me that one of his mates got married fairly recently, and they're also big Jacko fans, and they wanted their first song as they walked down the aisle to be that one, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, from Bad.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But they wanted to start it here. Right. So imagine walking down the aisle. Don't. Oh, it's quite sweet. Each time the wind blows. So by the time they get...
Is this really her walking down... You don't mean first dance. You actually
mean
walking down the aisle.
Yeah. Whispers and morning.
So she's actually walking down with her dad?
Mm-hmm. On Each Time the Wind Blows.
You know how... No, the idea being that by the time...
You mean after they've got married?
No, I don't. I mean, in church, with her dad...
Because the dad's giving her away, so she's walking up the aisle with her dad.
Yes, up the aisle, not the first dance.
Okay.
So by the time she reaches the altar, he'll be going, I just can't stop loving you, yes?
Right.
Right? That was the idea.
Yeah.
They just wanted something a bit different. But the thing is, they actually got the album version of the song.
Right.
Are you aware of how that goes?
No.
Right, okay. So instead of, like, you would normally have... Imagine you're in the congregation, okay? And this is the album version of that track. And this is coming out of the speakers instead. Listen.
I just want to lay next to you for a while. You look so beautiful tonight. Your eyes are so lovely.
Down the aisle.
Your mouth is so sweet.
With her dad.
With her dad.
A lot of people misunderstand me.
You're telling me?
That's because they don't know me at all.
Got the wrong version.
I just want to touch you.
This bit would be particularly unpleasant.
I need you. God, I need you. I love you so much.
That's where it's supposed to start. Play the album version. That would be a little bit uncomfortable, don't you think?
Yes.
Wednesday is now show and tell day after the success of it last week, where I brought in my metal detector, which I just got. It's like at school. What you do is we all sit around in a circle, and then we put our show and tell items in the middle of the circle, and then the teacher goes around the circle and asks you to explain your item.
Only I'm a bit no annoyed teacher. About last week because myself and Becky also brought in stuff last week, but you seem to just go on about the thing that you brought in last week rather than mine and Becky's contribution to show and tell.
Okay, well, this time, I'd like you to start, Chappers.
I started last time, didn't I?
Well, we can go on about it all you want.
Okay, well, my show and tell today is a little finger drum kit.
Look at that.
There you go. Ooh. Well, that was the cymbal, you see, so...
And how does that work?
You play the drums...
With your fingers?
With your fingers. So I've been practising.
And you hit the cymbal with your fingers as well? That's really good.
How's that?
That's obviously some pre-setting, right?
No, that's one I did earlier. See, because you can... You didn't do that. Yeah.
There's no way your fingers are
you
that
can.
Fast.
You haven't got any rhythm. You're the man with the least rhythm.
Because you can set it to record... And then
that's
it'll play,
more like
and
it.
Then it'll, and then it'll play back. But what you've recorded, you see. So my show and tell is a little finger drum kit. Admittedly, yeah, I don't have that much rhythm.
No.
When it comes to actual drum playing, but when it comes to fingers, whew.
Wow. Is now, that the only thing you've got today, or are you bringing something else in?
Well, no, but this then follows on from this. If online. And I will get online people to do a link to this from your pages. There's a similar thing online, and all you need to do is use your computer keyboard.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And that, can you work this?
Okay. Okay. Cool. So,
well, normally, if you hit the keyboard. It will do drum sound effects, but that one doesn't work as well.
Okay.
So we'll try and link to that from your site. But my show and tell, proper show and tell, is a little finger drum kit.
Well, that's really nice. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll try and get your one on.
Do you want me to keep drumming whilst you talk?
Really, I'd rather you didn't.
That's the only rhythm I can play.
Okay, we'll try and get the online one working in a minute. So, oh, what's that?
That's a little burst of mine.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, what's your show and tell then?
My one is a man. I haven't actually brought him in because that would have been a bit too extravagant, but he's like a comedian singer and he's called Tim Minchin. And I think that everybody should know about him. And if you don't know about him already, if you listen to it, he will make you happy.
So you've not brought him in?
No.
But you just want to tell us about
him? He doesn't
him.
Live with me either. Do you know what I mean? He's got a wife and kids and stuff, so
okay.
It was a bit difficult. But
why do you like
one
him?
Of his songs. Just makes me happy.
And you think this will make other people happy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll cheer you up on a bad day.
Okay, are we going to have an example of this now, or...?
Yeah.
I'm still playing with
cymbals,
my... All right, sorry.
Okay, here's Tim Minchin, Becky's show and tell.
If anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single psychic who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they are able to read minds. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single astrologer who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that they can predict future events by interpreting celestial signs. And if anyone can show me one example in the history of the world of a single homeopathic practitioner who's been able to prove under reasonable experimental conditions that solutions made up of infinitely tiny particles of good stuff dissolved repeatedly into relatively huge quantities of water have a consistently higher medicinal value than a similarly administered placebo. And if anyone can show me one example in the entire history of the world of a single spiritual or religious person who's been able to show either empirically or logically the existence of a higher power with any consciousness or interest in the human race or ability to punish or reward humans for their moral choices or that there is any reason other than fear to believe in any version of an afterlife, I will give you my piano. One of my legs and my wife.
Oh, I like that. Where's he off of then?
He's off of Australia, so he's good friends of mine.
Right, because you know everyone in Australia, don't you? Yeah. Small. Oh, that's nice. So, Becky's
he's
show
no finger drum kit, though, is he? Let's be honest.
Wait till you hear my show and tell. That's coming next on Radio 1. Stop that now.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
All about your show and tell today, isn't it? All about yours.
That was actually quite good timing at the end.
That was Green Day, an American Idiot on Radio 1. So we're doing show and tell on Wednesdays. Becky's one went down a storm. Tim Minchin, little discovery.
Tim Minchin, not Tim Vincent, as some people think on the text.
Not Tim.
That would have been a rubbish show and tell if you brought Tim Vincent in.
Tim Vincent.
I saw him on the street corner not that long ago.
Did you?
Should have brought him in.
We weren't doing show and tell at the time.
Chappers was the fingers drums. Would you like to hear mine?
Yeah, go on.
I've got you today to show and tell a website, okay?
Right.
Where they have loads of really old kind of American adverts and public information films on them from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're thinking that sounds quite dull, Scott, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Right, but that is where you'd be so wrong.
Right.
Because you get there's hundreds of them on this website, and you get ads like this one.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee's undrinkable.
This is what they were like in the 50s.
Right.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Ooh, harsh but true.
Right.
And he didn't even kiss me goodbye. You know, if I could just make a decent cup of coffee, I could relax. So, relax. Why don't you try Instant Folgers? Tastes good as fresh perked. Good as fresh perked? I'll surprise Harvey for his birthday tonight.
Oh, it's his birthday
what
present.
What are the chances they had a row about coffee on his birthday?
I know.
Hey,
you know.
Great coffee.
It's Instant Folgers. Doesn't it taste good as fresh perked?
Better.
Better than those girls make at the office?
Honey, their coffee can't hold a candle to yours.
Oh, you see? What do you think happened next?
I would imagine.
It was his birthday.
Yeah. Imagine he got better presents from the girls in the office.
Anyway, I like this website. Like hundreds of different public information films on there as well. Now, this one at first, this is like educational. This may sound a bit obvious.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for that, yeah.
We all know the atomic bomb is very dangerous. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You will know when it comes.
Well, yes, okay. Also, that seems
very
obvious.
We know very much about it, to be honest.
You were not ready and did not know what to do. It could hurt you.
Wow. This is educational, this.
Yeah.
It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall.
Ooh, a tree or a wall.
Surely it would do more than this.
I think so.
A lot more, I think.
But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
See, all you have to do is duck and cover.
Is this public information film advising that if you duck, you would survive an atomic bomb?
Listen.
First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face.
And that will save you from an atomic bomb. So you get on the floor with your hands kind of like behind your neck...
Yeah.
And covering your neck and your face, and that will help you survive an atomic bomb.
Okay.
That sounds rather similar to the instructions that people were giving earlier for dealing with the one that doesn't speak trapped wind.
It does very similar, but I might use that protect position for if the one that doesn't wind freezes trapped wind in the next half hour, so we don't get blown out
of
the studio.
You just called him the one that doesn't wind.
No, did I? Well, well, he doesn't at the moment, does he?
So I like that. So duck and cover, remember, next time there's a bomb. Okay, I like this one. You might be able to relate to this one, Chappers.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Hi, George.
A flood tide of filth is engulfing our country in the form of newsstand obscenity.
Newsstand obscenity. It's right. A flood tide of filth.
A prime example of one major category are the so-called girly magazines.
Girly magazines. Are you aware of those?
Girly magazines?
Yeah, this is from the 50s.
These highly colourful magazines picture stark nudity on slick paper.
Mm. This sounds very...
Sounds disgusting, doesn't it?
Girly magazines on... No.
I know.
Slick paper? No.
They often present their subject on bed or couch.
Bed or couch? Ringing any bells?
No, not at the moment.
Such as these shots, which are typical of the preoccupation with the female breast, to a point that it has become a fetish.
Wow. That sounds
disgusting. Please, they put a stop to these.
So am I.
And then we come to nudist magazines. If they were printed only for the nudist cult, they would never exist.
Right.
However, it's been well stated that very few blind people join the nudist colonies. But psychiatrists believe that prolonged exposure of even the normal male adult to this type of publication will pervert.
It will pervert.
It will pervert. Why?
Moral decay.
Well, I'm just...
I know, but you don't have to point at me before each clip.
This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
Oh, my God. Really? Anyway, so that's my show and tell today. That's my website with loads of really old and good American adverts and public information films telling you to duck and cover.
But if you duck and cover, you will be much safer.
Is he saying girly magazines make you communist?
Yes.
Are they?
I never knew that.
I'm a big fan of Chairman Mao. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Stop playing the drums. Yes, hello.
It's Craig. I'm needing your help.
You need our help?
Yes.
Okay, where are you then, Craig?
I'm calling from Aberdeen at the moment.
Okay, what seems to be the problem? Is it trapped wind?
It's not medical, is it?
Well, it's a slight problem. It's not medical related. What it is, it's one of my friends. They went home and basically were made aware of a problem that's occurred with their dad.
Right.
Now, their dad's off work at the moment, and because he's got a lot of spare time, he's decided to set up his own Facebook website.
So who, what, the dad or your friend?
No, the dad.
Okay, right.
And basically, he's been scanning in all his old pictures, old family albums, things like that, and been uploaded them. Now, obviously, while he's been on the internet, he's been looking at other websites, and some naughty pictures have been stored in the wrong place on his computer.
Okay.
Now, when he's went to upload the pictures, he's actually uploaded all the pictures he meant to, plus all the naughty pictures.
Right.
Now, okay. My friend was only made aware of this last night by her sister's boyfriend. Right. And they said they didn't know how to approach it with her dad. And they were told that it's already been up for a week. And all their friends know about it.
Okay, good. And what's it described as, a holiday in Spain?
Yes, it's a family holiday in Spain.
Right, so how can we help?
Basically, I'm just hoping you can come up with a solution on how to break it to their dad.
Yeah.
That he's accidentally put these pictures on his own website.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's quite bad. Anybody? I don't know what to say. I don't think you can get out of that. They shouldn't be looking at naughty pictures anyway, because it makes you a communist.
This moral decay weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
You know it's true, Craig.
I know. I'm just as well as not my dad.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. Do you know, so no one got a suggestion?
I don't know what to suggest.
It's a bit of a tricky one, really.
It really is.
I mean, he may well hear it now, and I'm told that he is currently driving at the moment home. So he may well be listening to Radio 1, but...
Oh, good.
Hopefully that'll help her.
Couldn't a friend of your friend, who doesn't really know him, like, just let him know somehow?
I don't know.
Someone's hacked into his Facebook.
Well, the other option was that he maybe left his Facebook open, and they just went in and tried to delete it themselves, without telling her dad, but it's still...
It's still not that good, is it?
No.
I say someone hacked in.
Okay, we'll go for that one then.
Go for it.
Can I just say a big shout out to all the people that do the diploma at Robert Gordon University?
Hey! There's one of them there.
Yeah, they're sitting listening in the car to me on the phone standing outside.
That'll be them beeping you then.
Yep, it is.
Get one of them beeping you to phone your friend's dad. There you go, that'll solve it.
Okay, I love you, Craig.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Podcast. Right, so many suggestions of what we can do coming in. You know what it's like, though. We've all been there. We've tried to put a picture up of our holiday, and then the next thing you know, there's a photo up there of someone on a bed or maybe a couch.
They often present their subject on bed or couch.
That was my show and tell today. There's this amazing website with loads of old American adverts and public information films from the 50s on, like how to survive an atomic bomb.
But if you duck and cover... you will be much safer.
Safer.
First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face.
Same, then you'll be fine. I'm trying to get a link from that website to our website so you can have a look at that, because you will enjoy it very much.
I thought you were going to try and get a link from your website to the Facebook site.
No. The Scott Mills Daily. See, that makes that person feel a lot better, I think. It's happened to us all. Lucy in London on the text said she was showing a girl she knows some pictures of some puppies earlier. Literally some puppies. Cute.
Literally some puppies.
No, cute little doggy
dogs,
puppies.
Yeah.
And accidentally, within those pictures, there was a picture of her boyfriend in a state of undress, which she'd just shown to her friend. It happens to us all. Tracy, hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in County Durham.
You've had the same problem, haven't you?
Yes, I have, unfortunately. Very embarrassing.
Right.
A few months ago, I was uploading some pictures onto my Facebook page of my nan's 80th birthday. And a few days later, I got a message from my cousin, who I haven't seen for many, many years, saying, I think you need to have a look at the pictures on your Facebook page, because there's one there that I don't think you meant to put up. And I think if my dad saw it, he'd be a bit worried.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, right, okay.
So you had a look at your gran's 80th birthday pictures, and?
Yep. And there was a rather saucy picture of me in between them all.
So, wow. What? Was it clearly you?
It was very clearly me.
Okay. Why were you getting saucy at your nan's 80th birthday?
I wasn't getting saucy at my nan's 80th birthday.
Slightly disrespectful.
Not that bad.
Wow. So, no, that's embarrassing. So you just took it down?
I did take it down immediately, but then I was sort of for months afterwards thinking, who else saw it?
I mean, it's so easy to happen, you know? It's happened to so many of our listeners on the text.
I'm not surprised, but you must check always when you've uploaded them to see what's there.
I don't mean to go on about this, Tracy, but was it was it very saucy?
It was very saucy.
Right. Okay, good.
It was parts of my
Oh, okay, thanks very much.
We'll leave it on parts.
Parts of my... Good. Coming up.
Have you got rid of her?
Yeah, she's
quick. Just in case.
Coming up. Oh. God. If you liked those public information films from the 50s, then I've got another really good one for you in a minute. We are trying to get a link from that public information film, an old advert website from the 50s, a link from that site to our pages. How's that coming along?
Slowly.
Okay, good, but we will do it. So keep checking back at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I've got another public information film which you're going
to
love.
She's spending all her time trying to make the one that doesn't speak fart at the moment. She can't be uploading videos as well and links and everything.
If you're going on a date, this one tells you what to do if you're in the 50s.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
This is how to be popular in the 50s. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This is how you do it.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Do you park in cars with boys at night, Becky?
Does it mean park boys' cars?
Do you park in the car with the boys?
Not do
no.
you park, but what, like some kind of valet?
It doesn't mean, like, do I offer to park my boyfriend's car? No.
Right, OK, well, if you do, then don't.
When Jerry brags about taking Ginny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
You see?
I've been out with girls like that.
Here's the moral.
Girls who park in cars are not really popular.
Girls who park in cars are not popular. Right? But now we find out how to get a date if you're in the 1950s, okay? First, you phone her up. Nice phone.
Hello? Oh, hello, Wally.
And this is Wally, who is...
How old's the woman Wally's asking out for a date here?
80.
Right, okay.
Wally's now going to demonstrate how to get the girl to go out on the date.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night. And then go over to Teen Town, maybe.
Teen Town, that sounds fun, but I don't know. What is that? Do you know what that is?
Teen Town?
Well, yeah, Wally thinks it's a good idea. Okay.
Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party and weenie roast. We'd have to leave earlier for that, though. But we get home at a decent time.
Oh, the skating sounds like loads of fun.
Right, so I think
she's... I'm not too sure about the weenie roast, though, is she?
I think she'd rather have the weenie roast and skating than Teen Town any day.
Well, the skating, definitely.
This is how you do it.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way. It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like. And he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice.
Hey,
does she charge?
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversation.
That's right.
Carolyn keeps a date calendar. Not a bad idea. She'll never have the embarrassment of forgetting a date.
How many has she got?
Is that what your Filofax is for?
Want my date calendar?
Yeah.
Put all your weenie roast
in. Hello, Wally. Come on in.
Hello yourself. Gee, look at you all. Already and right on time, too. That's a good deal.
Same.
Yeah, she's on time.
Ready.
Bit of trouble with that door, didn't they?
Well, hello, Wally. How do you do, Mr. Ames?
Here I am, darling.
Oh, God.
And I suppose this is Wally.
That's right, Mrs. Ames. How do you do?
Well, it's nice meeting you.
Ooh, meeting the parents.
All right.
Oh, Carolyn, I made some brownies today. Maybe you and Wally would like them when you get back. There's some milk in the icebox, too, isn't there? How does that sound?
Gee, that sounds good.
Oh, he's good, Wally, and he's good with the parents.
So he's met the parents on the first day, and it's already been arranged it's going to go back to her.
Yeah, and she charges.
Carolyn and her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
Really?
Well, that mother like daughter.
I bet you want to know what this is, don't you?
Go on, then.
A bite to eat at her house will save him money.
Of course.
Perhaps they'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun. They'll bring another couple home with them. That would be fun.
So it's them, another couple, and the parents,
yeah.
And some cookies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Have fun, you two.
I'll take good care of her, Mrs. Ames.
Yeah, I bet you will. There you are, and that's how you get a date with a girl.
I have so much to learn.
In the 1950s. Who'd have thought it? Radio 1 Podcast. Now it's time for Becky's Classified Home Edition on Radio 1. You know we normally do Becky's Classifieds where we give you loads of cheap stuff that's available on the internet right now. This is a bit like Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Have you seen that show?
No.
No.
Oh my, how could you not see Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Is it like Changing Rooms or 60 Minute Makeover?
Have you seen it either?
No. Right. How high did your voice go? How excited are you?
Right, Becky, I know that you and I like the same type of things. Mm-hmm. You need to get this in your life. Basically, is it, I don't know if they're still making any in the credit crunch because it must cost a lot of money. It's an American show where normally someone has quite a sad story and then they just bulldoze their house and start again. And they have the most amazing house ever with everything in it that you could ever want. It's so cool.
Like Pimp My House then?
Yeah, but in, on a, it's a, on a huge, huge scale.
This so, isn't in this country then, is it?
No.
No.
So somebody's having a terrible time.
Yeah.
And they need cheering up, so they knock their house down.
Yeah, and start again. And the houses are always immense, the okay. New ones. I love it. I do. Everyone cries at the end. It's brilliant. Anyway, this is just like that. These are real adverts for people who want you to move in with them. And they're offering accommodation. Okay. So if you are looking for somewhere new to live at the moment, then this might be for you. These are all real-life adverts on the internet. And I reckon as soon as some people who are listening to Radio 1 now hear these, they will put their notice in straight away on their place they've got at the moment. Won't even bother to get the deposit back, I would imagine.
Okay.
Right, first one.
Attractive city lawyer offering free accommodation.
So this is free accommodation for an attractive person.
Hello there. I'm an attractive city lawyer offering free accommodation to an attractive female in exchange for a mutual exploration of sensual desire.
Right.
Oh, you would stay clear of this, wouldn't you?
It's appealing to you, Becky, if you because you oh you've got somewhere to live now, haven't you?
Yeah, but this is free.
It is free.
At the moment, I'm not going to just turn it down straight off.
With a view and hope that the excitement of the initial setup will evolve into something equally fulfilling, but perhaps on a more conventional footing, without necessarily losing the deeply satisfying undercurrents of the unorthodox initial arrangement, however.
I've completely lost him
there.
Yeah. Oh, I love
this. This is scary.
The accommodation itself is part of a comfortable four-bedroom house and well-situated in terms of transport links in the northwest suburbs of London. It's normally priced at £450 per calendar month per room. But, of course, you wouldn't be paying that.
Oh. Oh. But I thought he was just going to get you to move in with him on his own, but it's him and his housemates. That's a bit weird.
Mm. OK, that's weird. But, like I said, it's free, and he's an attractive city lawyer, which means he's probably got a bit of dosh on him.
Yeah, but he's going to
be... He says he's attractive.
Yeah. How you're not going to be that attractive, are you?
Chappers, oh my God, can I just say, Chappers is now Googling pictures of Josh Groban to see what the competition is.
With Katy Perry.
No, I was just seeing what he looked like. That
you
was all.
So red.
Not Googling the competition.
You are
right, he does have a perm, though.
He does have a perm. He's a nice guy, though, I met him once. But
oh, right.
Is he nicer than Chappers?
Anyhow, back to the things.
Right, here's the next real advert if you're looking for somewhere to live right now on Becky's Classified Home Edition.
Large three bed.
Okay, good.
Sounds promising.
That sounds good.
I am looking for someone to rent my rent-controlled apartment. The monthly rent is extremely cheap and would be a dream for many people in this city.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Still sounds good.
I need someone to move in and help me get her out, man or woman. My plan is to act like we are a couple until she can't take it anymore. I have done everything possible to try and get her out, but she is a scumbag, so we need to create some type of plan that would get her out. I would charge you very cheap, and all you have to do is act like we're dating.
Right, basically on this one, his wife's having an affair, but she just won't move out of the house.
Right, so, this is so you have to get move her in, pretend to be with the husband to get her out.
Yes.
We might have to kiss in front of her and make fake sounds when we're in the bedroom. Please respond with a detailed description of your plan to get her out and a little about yourself. You could live there after she's out, and unless we fall in love, we don't have to do anything else.
Oh, that is wrong.
We might have to make some noises in the bedroom.
He should get together with the city lawyer.
I like that one a lot. Another one?
I have a huge bathroom.
Good for you.
Excellent. I like it. I like an advert that starts off with "I have a huge bathroom," though. Well, it's always promising.
I am a female in my mid-60s, and I'm looking for a roommate. Times are tight, and I need some extra money. I am willing to rent out my bathroom in my one-bedroom home.
Right.
Oh, so you've got to live in the bathroom. Oh,
that would get dull after a while. Initially, fun, because like I can just go to the loo whenever I want.
Can't you do that now?
You really don't get out much, do you?
I've got free roam of the shower. I can. Mm?
Why can't you go to the loo whenever you want now?
Because I just quite like the idea that like you've got the whole run of the place.
Why don't you just
it's
sleep?
Yours.
Why don't, when you go home, why
you
don't
own you, it.
Why don't you just sleep in your bathroom for 48 hours?
I've done that before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
All right.
It's because the floor was cold. I was tired and emotional. Next.
My bathroom is large. You can easily put a twin air mattress in there. I only ask that when I need to use the bathroom, you and your mattress are not in it.
Oh, no, that's no deal there,
see,
love.
You can't stay there for as long as you want.
If I'm renting out the bathroom for however much a month, I want it to be the bath. I want it to be mine. I don't want you coming in every 5 minutes having a dump.
So you want to you'd want to stay in there?
Surely it's better just to get out and let her get on with it and then go back. Why do you want to sit in your bed watching her?
Well, yeah, but anyway.
I do ask that when you're in the apartment, you confine yourself to the bathroom. I do not feel comfortable with a stranger walking around my living room. This might change as I get to know you better.
So you've got to barricade yourself in the bathroom at all times.
Hmm? How do you eat and stuff?
In the bathroom.
Baked beans in the bath? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you set up some kind of
camping
gas in the in the bathroom, and therefore you'll never have to meet her, apart from when she knocks on and goes, "Excuse me, it's that time again."
You may have a guest over as long as they are confined to the bathroom as well. This might seem a bit odd, but please remember, the bathroom is large.
Do you want to come back to mine for a coffee?
In a bathroom.
You've got to sit on the toilet to have it.
You sit on the toilet, I'll just lie down in the shower.
Well, maybe she has a bidet.
Oh, yeah.
Then you'll be at least on the same level.
At least you've got two seats. I know, I very much enjoyed Becky's Classifieds Home Edition. I'd like to do that again at some point. If any of those take your fancy, if you are looking for somewhere to live at the moment, then do let me know, please. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, The Apprentice starts tonight on BBC 2.
One.
One. I knew that.
God, you're bang on corporate message, aren't you?
On BBC
you
1.
You might as well have said there's a great documentary on Brian Clough on ITV 1.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there is tonight.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, it's BBC...
That's at 25 to 11.
Yeah, all right. I'm talking about The Apprentice.
All right, okay. Yeah, but you've got to get the channel, right?
Yeah, true. Now, on The Apprentice website, which surprisingly is bbc.co.uk/apprentice, at the moment, they've got some unseen auditions on there.
Right.
Some people who didn't quite make it. You won't see these people on the show tonight. But these people are exactly the kind of people is why we watched The Apprentice in the first place.
I'm the ultimate backseat driver in The Apprentice. I watch it, I think, don't do it like that. I do it like this.
It's the ultimate backseat driver.
Yeah.
But it's because they're annoying, these people. So annoying that you watch it, isn't it? Mm. Have you ever liked anybody that's been a contestant on The Apprentice?
I really liked last year's winner, actually. Apart from when he did that pterodactyl thing, when that was a bit annoying. But apart from that, I really liked him last year.
And obviously Michelle Dewberry, the first
winner. She's your friend, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's nice. And? Yeah. She snogged me once.
Mm. Well. Is that how you get to be your friend?
I'm really not friends with you and I don't ever want to be friends with you.
I might now. I am not a friend of yours.
Okay. Here's another one.
I work at Goldman Sachs. I do property derivatives, structuring, sales, marketing. I also run a little bit of a fish business, supplying smoked salmon to kosher wholesalers.
Wow. He didn't quite make it.
Did he?
No. Or this one.
I think my best sales example has to be when I sold a 35-year-old man a stair lift.
That's impressive.
Somebody phoned me up the other day offering to sell me. offering to sell me.
Was it her?
They phoned up and went, "Is there anybody in your house who has trouble getting up the stairs or into the bath?" Well, what have you heard? How rude.
They might have been
got a cold core and walking baths.
I'd love
it's
one of those.
Great offence.
Wouldn't you like one though? Mm. I really would.
But what I wonder about walking baths is, you know that when you get out of the bath and you've been really warm and then you get really cold, are you covering your breath or worry about mine? Scott's just eating that borsan.
Oh, right.
You know, when you have a walking bath, do you then have to sit there whilst the water drains freezing cold? You're just sitting there shivering, waiting for it to drain out.
Otherwise, you're going to get a flood, aren't you?
Is that how it works then? Those poor old people.
I don't know. Now, here's the best person that didn't make it through. I think they should have put this person through because I just would have liked to have seen her on the show.
My strengths are that I am ingenious
and I feel that I am controlled nuclear fusion, and I don't just transmit energy, I am light itself.
He is light itself.
And she didn't get on.
No.
Who'd have thought?
My tactics, stay innocuous, keep small, don't let them see you coming, basically, and then at the end of the day, annihilate them.
Is he a ninja?
Yeah, then annihilate them. He's not on, you won't see him tonight. Or this lady.
Knowledge is power, and as we know, power is an aphrodisiac.
Power's an aphrodisiac, because when I watch The Apprentice, I do look at Alan Sugar and think, phew, don't you?
Yeah.
Or World's Strongest Man.
Yeah, or World's Strongest Man. Wouldn't it be brilliant?
You haven't snogged Alan Sugar once, no. As well, have you? He's not a friend.
No. Wouldn't it be brilliant if they had an actual ninja on The Apprentice? That would be good. And here's this guy's unique selling point.
The most impressive thing about me is I can do the splits.
And then he does.
then does he do?
Yeah.
The most impressive thing about me is I can do the splits.
He's not on. He won't see him tonight either.
He went down very heavily there.
A ton
he
of bricks.
He jumped into it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's on The Apprentice website at the moment, the hilarious unseen auditions. And it's on tonight on BBC
One.
Radio One Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.